Did she really do that? You betcha she did. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of You Betcha She Did, the podcast where rad females share their wit and wisdom, especially from the Midwest, in an effort to get more women heard. Hi, I'm your host, Raina Rakicki, and as you know, I am a podcast producer and podcast coach, and I'm all about getting women's voices not only heard, but seen. So today, I'm going to go along with a solo episode just to talk about some things on my mind in the feminist woman entrepreneur space, as well as give you some tips and some things to be aware of to help you get your voice out there. One thing I want to talk about right off the bat is the importance of being a hype woman. What is a hype woman, you may ask? Well, that's just the collective need for all women to hype each other up. We need to be our own cheerleaders. We need to be talking about the women that inspire us and be that positive influence to keep other women going. You know, often I think in the past, women saw one another more as competition. I think these days it's not so much in that vein, thank God. But that being said, I think instead of being competition, we need to be compassionate and we need to root for one another. So along with that vein of thought, I want to be your Midwest hype woman. Erin Gallagher, I don't know if you guys are familiar with her. She started the hype woman movement recently, and I've been following it on LinkedIn, and I love it. I'm all about shouting out other women who are doing cool things and encouraging them along the way. Because pretty much, when you think about it, that's what I've been doing all along in this podcast, You Betcha She Did, and in my line of work, helping, like I said, women entrepreneurs be seen and heard out there. So if you know a cool woman who's doing something, give her a shout out on social media, in real life, say her name in rooms where you're at, give her opportunities. We need to lift each other up. We need to help each other because it's only going to make the world better. There was a great report by the UN recently talking about how if women were given the same economic opportunities as men would or as men have, the increase in the GDP, the increase in childcare and healthcare, everything would be immense. It would be life-changing, seriously life-changing. So the more that we can do that on a small level by offering opportunities to women, saying their names in rooms where we're at, it's going to help out. Not just you personally or them personally, it's going to help out the world. It is a game changer. So keep that in the back of your mind. So this week, I want to give you an assignment. I feel like whenever I'm doing these solo episodes, I'm like, I'm going to give everyone an assignment. And that might be the teacher coming out in me, but it's okay to get a little assignment, little pep talk. So I want you to think about three women who you know are doing amazing things and give them a shout out, whether that's a phone call that you're going to make tonight, a text, a little voice memo. If you're feeling more audacious, go right on social media, shout them out. Let the world know what amazing things they're doing, and then let us know. So tag You Betcha She Did in that, and I would love to help shine a light on someone who is making a difference in your world and you want it to be known. And no difference is too small to be shouted from the rooftops. Remember that. I wanted to talk really quickly about a couple podcasts I'm really loving. As you know, I'm all about podcasts, producing, listening, and hosting them. A podcast you might not know about, but you might want to know about, is called The Financial Feminist. The Financial Feminist is all about helping women reach their first $100,000. And who doesn't want that? Again, that goes back to my earlier argument. When women have more money, when they have more economic power, the world is going to be a better place. The Financial Feminist is hosted by Tori Dunlap. And she's pretty rad. I mean, she's giving money tips, business advice, life advice. She's a really fun woman to listen to, and she's pretty big. She already has a book out. She's been co-hosting with some other powerful female financial savvy women. So definitely check out The Financial Feminist if you haven't. And then one other podcast I want to give a shout out to right now is called Profit and Prosper with Sarah Young. Profit and Prosper with Sarah Young. I used to actually help produce this podcast a couple years ago, and Sarah Young is a COO and CFO of her own business, her own accounting firm, which works of course, with really cool women-owned businesses. She is a woman after my own heart. And I love to listen to her podcast because she gives really good, solid business advice and money advice for anyone who's trying to start a business or even just be in charge of your own finances. I don't come with a financial background, but I'm always trying to dig into that and learn more about it because, you know, when you have money, there is power. And like I said, when women have money, we have more power. And of course, drumroll, the world is going to be a better place. So if you can, check out Profit and Prosper with Sarah Young, as well as The Financial Feminist with Tori Dunlop. Those are two great shows that I think are worth listening to. Of course, besides You Betcha She Did. Speaking of You Betcha She Did, I want to talk a little bit about my own business and where that's going. So for a little over 3 years now, I've been in the podcast producing space, which also kind of overlaps with YouTube. I love it. It's super great work. It's super fun. But I've noticed that a lot of clients who are coming to me recently are looking for a podcast coach. They're either looking for a podcast coach to help them launch their podcast so that it can stay in alignment with their business, help them grow their business, or they have a podcast and they're looking for a coach, an expert eye to help them grow their podcast. So I'm pivoting a little bit. I'm still doing the podcast producing and the YouTube producing. That's super fun, but I'm going to actually, now that I've had a couple coaching clients under my belt and there's more coming out the doorway, I'm going to start to offer podcast launch cohorts where a couple times a year, I'm going to walk you through exactly how to launch a podcast in live classes with Q&A and private coaching sessions with a group of other really rad female entrepreneurs. Like, think about how cool that is. Not only will you get your show off the ground in 6 weeks with my feedback and expert eye to help you kind of guide it and shape it so it's going to do really well off the bat, but then you get continuous coaching after that, and you get the support of a really cool group of females, female entrepreneurs who are out there trying to make a difference. And you don't just have to be a female entrepreneur to launch a podcast. Some of the women are really amazing thought leaders and change makers in different fields, ranging from finances to health coach to just more education around issues that are really important to them, like mental health or having children with disabilities. So if this is something that appeals to you, you're like, yeah, I've always had a podcast that I've wanted to bring to light, but I just don't know how to do it. I've been really overwhelmed. I don't know where to go with it. Come to me. Reach out, send me a message. I'd love to meet with you, hear about your ideas, and see if we'd be a good fit. If anything, too, I love gathering research on what are the biggest hurdles and obstacles that people are facing when launching a podcast, because it gives me a better idea of what are really the tools and things I need to teach in a podcast launch course to help you be as successful as you can and get your message out there, because you know you have an important things to say, amazing things to say. You know you're an expert. You know you have advice that other people need to hear. And I am here helping bring that to light. I'm just throwing that out there just to let you know about the importance of pivoting, because I'm pivoting a little bit in my business. I think it's great to be transparent. And also because you guys know people. And if you listen to You Betcha She Did, you know, you're probably pretty amazing. Just saying, you're probably pretty amazing. You're pretty rad. You're probably someone who wants to see change in the world. And maybe you want to do that through a podcast. So again, if that's you, check the show notes. You can write to me at reina@ladiesfirstdigitalmedia.com, or you can write to me at youbetchashedid@gmail.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm spending the next month or so just conducting research, picking people's brains about what they want to see in a program. And then I believe probably late April, we'll launch the first 12-week program. So, you know, if you want to be part of it, this is a great time to do it, because also, since it's my beta program, the first one I'm launching, it'll be the cheapest it'll ever be, because, you know, we're going to kind of work out bugs together, and I'm building it kind of through your responses. On that note, remember your homework for this week. You need to shout out 3 amazing women, call them, leave them a voice message, shout them out on social media, say their name in a room where there is opportunity, because we all need to work together to lift each other up and make the world better. All right, I'll end on that note. Have an amazing week. If you're not already subscribed to the You Betcha She Did monthly newsletter and you want to be on it, send me an email, respond on Instagram anywhere. Let me know. I'll add you too, because we're going to start coming out with some great podcast tips, some great tips to make you more visible no matter where you are in any career out there. All right. Until next time, take care. Attention, You Betcha She Did listeners. If you're like me, you love listening to podcasts, and perhaps you have even thought of starting your own podcast. If that is the case, I would love for you to download my free top 10 podcasting equipment essentials. Here you will find my recommendations for 10 pieces of podcasting equipment that will help you get a podcast up and running smoothly without breaking the bank. That's right. Podcasting does not have to be a super expensive endeavor. It's actually quite affordable and is a great way to elevate your voice, grow your brand, and get your name out there, especially as an expert. Check the show notes for your free podcast top 10 essential equipment guide. You can also go to podcaststartupguide.com.